Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be. It's 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Friday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Unit Production Manager Peter Hoffman. Key Grip, Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666 for a one-hour schmooze before the Yankees and the Royals. Can you believe the Yankees are actually going to play baseball? 7:30, the pregame, right here on your fan, New York City. As a long-time listener, yet to be a first-time caller, we do try to pay attention when we can to the monologues given by those who set the table for the shows they are about to do. And after listening to the very end of the morning show and the beginning of those shows that start at 10 and then 1 and then 3, we heard from those three shows this afternoon two monologues about the, all right, don't start laughing as I go about mentioning this, but we heard from the very beginning two of the monologues from today about the DeGrominator and the Viking God. Hold the laughter, please. Hold the applause. Two monologues about the DeGrominator and the Viking God being dealt to, if not the New York Yankees, then another team among those making up Major League Baseball. And the other monologue that we heard around 3:05, without doubt, right away with the horse racing, which, as you know about horse racing, nothing more than animated roulette. And then we heard about the weather. What is it? So you had the monologue that dealt with a muddy track for those with four legs and some wet concrete for all of us with two legs. Basically a monologue, for the most part, Mr. G would have found just so very pleasant, and Mr. G would have been so proud to hear. Most of today, and let's be just right on the money and spot on if we can be, not always very easy for me to be, but most of today dealing with fantasy baseball. And you know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Fantasy, it would be to trade the two best players on the New York Metropolitans to the New York Yankees. In your lifetime, it won't happen. I'll repeat again. In your lifetime, in my lifetime, shorter than yours, no less. But in our lifetime, it ain't gonna happen. And all of this today, and we thank you, the back page of the Daily News, and you know they did what they did, putting the DeGrominator and the Viking God in Yankee uniforms. You know, and we all know here at WFAN, you guys with the back page with the Daily News, you did it with a smile because you know it was going to create some conversation and some letter writing and some texting to the newspaper and some talk on this here radio station. So we give thanks to the back page guys of the Daily News because of, yes, 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 you could almost understand them doing this because of the State of the Union with the New York Metropolitans being one of panic, one of illusion, delusion, confusion, disgrace this team as they are right now, and disgust from you because of it, and depression over a team that gives you hopeless over hope. Here is something you need to know, and we'll need to listen. How many times are you going to hear this? You know it probably better than I do. The DeGrominator, the Viking God, they'll not be traded to the Yankees. Because if that were to happen, and what are you going to get in return, by the way? Some position players who might provide some offense, and yet with the kind of pitching left over, what is it? You know the Metropolitans would be losing games like 10-6. What? You would rather see, you're going to go to the ballpark to see Vargas? There's at least two reasons as we speak right now to go to the City Morgue and see the Metropolitans, and one is the Degrominator, and the other is the Viking God. One of them will give you a quality start and go one inning, because let's face it, he can throw a zero and 45 pitches and walk three guys and get out of the inning without a run being allowed. And the other one, look at his face already when he's out there on the mound. Do you think he's having fun? They will not be traded to the Yankees because, again, if that were to happen, read my lips, the Wilpons would have to pay you, a Metropolitan fan, to go to City Morgue. Could they be traded someday? Of course. Babe Ruth was traded. Tom Seaver was traded. Willie Mays was traded. You don't trade your two best players. You build around them. But silly me to be so simpleton, to be so simple-minded as the simpleton we are, because, listen, who would really want to hold on to their two best pitchers and not build around them? Well, the Metropolitans. Let's face it already. That is, you would think, the easiest thing in the world to say already, but it doesn't sound like it makes any sense, not in this day and age, and not with the State of the Union with the New York Metropolitans. God knows I mean well. You want to, you hold on to your two best pitchers and you build around them. But, yes, we understand, to build around them, you must have a farm system and you must spend what a New York team should spend to form a team worth competing, worth watching, worth winning. And, of course, it is always going to be not how much you spend, but how wisely you go about spending what money you are going to spend on your team. Although we have the impression the Wilpons don't care that much about the team. It's more like we have the Icelander project with the arena and the mall and the hotel we want to build in the area, and we'll get around to the baseball team. We don't want to lose any fans, as we are continuing to lose games, but nonetheless, they would be losing not only games, but let's face it, let's be honest, let's be real about it. They would be losing some fans, you would think, if they were to lose their two best players. If you want any selling, and you know this is what the following you're about to hear is never going to happen in your lifetime, if you wanted some selling, it would be the selling of the team to another owner. But that's pipe dreaming. That is being a daydream believer. And if you were to think in your lifetime, you could be 15 years old. It's not going to happen in your lifetime, because the Wilpons are not going to go about selling the team, which would give at least the fan base some hope that things would turn. Nobody really thinks, as long as the Wilpons hold on to the team, that they are going to be winning. It's like by accident. It's like an aberration that they got as close as they did a couple of years ago, only to collapse at the very end. Won't happen in our lifetime. Sad it is, but true it is. The Wilpons are going to continue to own the team and hope that they somehow, in spite of themselves, get lucky and all of a sudden present at City Morgue a winning team. Now, you're not going to believe this, but we have, yes, I hope you're sitting down for this, especially if you're driving. We have baseball tonight. Lately, the Yankees have spent more time in airports than a baseball diamond, and the New York Metropolitans, in between medical updates, will try to field enough able bodies to keep from losing tonight by double digits. When last heard from, the Metropolitans were doing no better with a Canadian team than any team from the United States. And the New York Yankees, they now play, it seems, once a week.
Ah! Austin powers one into the right center field seats, and the Yankees now trail 3-2. Stevenson back on the track and dead center makes the catch. Stanton scores, and the Yankees tie the game at 3.
I mean, obviously the forecast we know doesn't look great. All we can do is hope that something breaks up for us, and hope we can get a couple games in.
And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou, and all thy house into the ark, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical? And Urania cracks one to deep left field. Back goes Nimmo, takes a look, and it's out of here. It's a three-run shot that puts the capper on a huge day for the Blue Jays. A rainy afternoon works in favor of the Toronto Blue Jays. Seven scoreless innings from Jay Happ and a whole lot of Toronto offense as they wallop the Mets 12-1.
To me, it seemed like the rain, the little trying to fix the field kind of affected, you know, our guy, and it didn't theirs. And then a little bit of a delay there, and he just wasn't the same guy.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yes, we have an imagination. Bottom line is this. The Dead Sea. Know this. Please know this, and we'll take a break. Get right to your calls until 7:35 when the Yankees, hopefully, for the first time in what seems like a lifetime, play a baseball game, a whole baseball game, weather permitting, in Kansas City. Know this, the Dead Sea will come alive when the New York Metropolitans trade the DeGrominator and the Viking God to the New York Yankees, period.